This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. The final step to determine a new name for Mount Evans was indefinitely delayed today. That's after federal officials received a request from a tribal government to meet. Under federal guidelines, a tribal group can request such a meeting if it believes it'll be impacted by federal actions. Mount Evans awaits one final vote before being renamed Mount Blue Sky. In El Paso County, firefighters have created a task force to help address a recent increase of out-of-control homeless campfires. Here's CPR's Dan Boyce.
The Stratmore Hills Fire District on the south end of Colorado Springs has responded to a dozen out-of-control homeless campfires so far this year. That's up from zero at this point last year. Chief Sean Biddle says they're often found in fire-prone areas.
They're building those fires next to flammable materials, whether that be grasses and underbrush, next to a large pile of trash and debris, next to propane containers.
The newly formed task force includes representatives from all the fire districts in the county. It will be exploring options from more homeless outreach to new regulations. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
The state's avian flu cases are expected to rise as spring migratory season begins. State veterinarian Maggie Baldwin says the migration of waterfowl like ducks and geese puts domestic flocks in danger.
As the wild birds come through, they're bringing more virus, they're shedding more virus in the environment, and we're likely going to see more spillover of that virus into our domestic poultry operations on both the commercial and the backyard side.
About 6.4 million chicken in Colorado have been killed by the virus or put down to prevent further spread. The avian flu outbreak has driven up egg prices across the country. This is CPR News and KRCC.